Hello there, this is Peter Beckenham from peterbeckenham.com. And if you're a newbie struggling to get going online, then listen up. Because today I want to talk about why do so many internet startups like you fail today? And what you can do to possibly avoid being one of those failures. Every day out there in the real brick and mortar world, millions and millions of people drag themselves from their warm beds, take a shower, grab a cup of coffee, and head off to their jobs as they're thinking, there's got to be an easier way to make a living. Every one of those millions and millions of people knows somebody who's quit the get up and go to work grind and is making a really good living by working on their personal computers from the comfort of their own home and probably in their pajamas, right? I mean, working from home sounds like an ideal solution. Many of these dissatisfied souls will quit their jobs and plunge headfirst into internet marketing with no preparation, no knowledge of what they're doing, no education, and absolutely no hope of success. Now, I'm not sure if that's you, but if it is, listen up, please. You see, if that is you, then failure is the only option that you're ever going to have, and you probably didn't even realize it. The fact is that according to many sources, more than 90% of all internet business startups end in failure within the first 120 days. Yes, you heard me. 90% of all newbies starting online fail within 4 months. This failure rate should be a warning to everyone who's considering trying their hand at making a go of working on the internet rather than at their job in the brick and mortar world. But of course, success is possible. I mean, there is the other 10% that succeed. The thing is that success doesn't happen by accident. And success isn't just a crapshoot. Success happens because of some very important factors that I want to share with you now. Success happens because people have the right ideas about internet marketing and how it works. They do not expect get rich quick, and they don't expect to make a killing or overnight, or to work 1 hour and then be able to retire on some beautiful tropical island. I know it sounds crazy, but people expect that sort of thing, and those expectations are wrong. I mean, it's strange, but somehow the same people who wouldn't dream of starting a real-world business think they can make a go of an internet business, even though they've got no business background or no idea of how to market. People will go into an internet business with the idea that they no longer have to get up and go to work. They think they can simply work when they feel like it and still make a good living. They simply do not expect to have to work hard or even long hours. The 90% failure rate of new internet businesses really isn't that surprising when you stop and think about the people who are starting internet businesses. For some unknown reason, most people think that running a successful internet business is as easy as getting a website built and hanging out the open for business sign. This couldn't be more from the truth. Running a successful internet business of any kind requires discipline. People will start an internet business and think they can just party all night, sleep until noon, and then make a living in a couple of hours in the afternoon sitting in front of the computer. They somehow think that the world is just going to line up at their website and hand over money. It isn't going to happen, I can tell you. Internet businesses do not run on autopilot, despite what you hear. It is true that well-established internet marketing gurus do not have to put in long, tedious hours on their businesses, but it's a privilege that has been earned by putting in a lot of long and tedious hours beforehand. It didn't happen overnight for them either, and it won't happen overnight for you. Most people are totally unprepared for the time investment that must be made in order to have an internet business that is profitable. All businesses have two things in common. They are businesses, and they must be run like a business. The people who are in charge of a business need to understand the accepted practices of a business. They need to understand simple and basic ideas like acceptable overhead expenses in relation to projected income. Internet entrepreneurs need to understand profit and loss and what constitutes each one. I mean, a college degree in business is not essential for an internet business entrepreneur to be successful, but it wouldn't hurt. It's true that you can hire an accounting firm that will tell you when you must make tax deposits, for example. But these firms will never be able to tell you if you need to make them. The fact is that all successful businesses operate on a sound business principle. Successful businesses aren't accidents. The proof is in the numbers, and it is a numbers game. Only 10% of new internet businesses are successful. And even if they're still in existence after the first 120 days, the chances of most of them succeeding is still small. You must have sufficient resources available to not only launch your business, but also to provide for your own personal needs for an extended period of time. This is called capital, and there's no way around it. You need it. You also need the right mindset. Now, you've probably heard the phrase, oh, he's got an attitude. This is usually a derogatory remark made about a person with a disagreeable attitude. But the word attitude is an important one when discussing internet marketing startups. A good attitude, a good mindset, can ensure success, but a bad attitude or a bad mindset can guarantee you failure. Here are some wrong attitudes that will absolutely guarantee you failure. I can work when I want to. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You just can't work when you feel like it. You have to expect to put in many long and very tedious hours of very hard work to make the new internet business a success. Or, I can get rich quick. You couldn't be more wrong again. And you're not only wrong, but you're putting yourself in danger as well. There are bazillions of crooks out there on the internet who are waiting for their next easy mark. And if you're looking for a quick way to get rich, you are that mark. Watch out. It is possible to make a very comfortable living with internet marketing enterprises. But if anybody ever tells you it's quick or easy, then they're lying to you. Another mindset problem? I don't need a business plan. There you are. Wrong again. Internet business is still a business. All of the same business principles apply to online business as they apply to brick and mortar businesses. It's imperative that you have a plan for success that is based upon sound business principles, not guesswork. Another very stupid mindset you should avoid: when you have an internet business of your own, you don't have a boss. Wrong again. You are the boss. If you aren't a good boss who sees to it that work is accomplished on time and in full, you will doom yourself to certain failure. Unless you're a boss who sets up a working schedule and establishes goals that must be met, you will find yourself working at a job under a boss who doesn't do those things and really is guaranteeing you to fail. So, to avoid joining these 90% failure masses, think about what you need to do. The thing about starting a business, any business, is that there's no guarantee of success under any circumstances. You really need to have one, a very good, solid business plan in place before you launch your online business. But there's an old saying, those who fail to plan, plan to fail. This is very true. And you need to know where you're starting from and where you're trying to end up. Be prepared to work hard to accomplish those goals and don't fall for those get-rich-quick schemes. Oh, they really are everywhere, so please avoid them. Use common sense. So what are the cornerstones of successful internet businesses? Running a successful internet business can look so simple when you're on the outside looking in. You look at a successful internet entrepreneur and he doesn't look like he's doing anything special, but he's living the good life. It really doesn't look like he's working at all. He seems to be just enjoying life. Really? All he's doing is sitting comfortably in front of his own computer, in his very own comfortable home, a few hours a day. He talks on the telephone and seems to enjoy every conversation he has. Apparently running a successful internet business is a proverbial piece of cake, right? This is what it's all about. Again, wrong, 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 wrong. You are looking at the results of a very, very long and tedious process that consisted of many very long late night hours and a lot of blood, sweat and tears over a period of maybe several months or years. The successful internet marketer worked very, very hard for that success you are now looking at. it is more than a little bit likely that he placed the four cornerstones. First, as he began the long process of building his successful internet business. These four cornerstones are having the right mindset, which we just talked about, okay? Using leverage, getting other people to help you by leveraging their skills and abilities, etc. Building a set of useful contacts, and probably the most important one of all, having a mentor. The success of any business, both of the online variety as well as the offline, require the right mindset. Those who believe they can make an internet business enterprise thrive without having to actually put in any time or effort are going to be doomed to failure. A right and healthy mindset is the willingness to take the time to make good, solid business plan that's based upon sound business principles. Now, if you're not sure about business plans, then you probably need more than ever the services and support of a mentor, which I'll talk about soon. You see, flying by the seat of your pants is just not a plan. It's pain suicide in the world of internet marketing. You'll just simply waste a lot of time and waste a lot of money. And you'll end up frustrated, angry, confused, and probably overwhelmed with information that you'll never use. There's also an old saying is, it's not what you know, but who you know that counts. Setting a cornerstone of good, solid relationships is an important aspect of building an online business. Working hard at building good, solid business relationships is worth every minute of time that you invest in it. So don't waste a lot of time in social media just looking at endless videos and commenting on rubbish, okay? Use that time to build relationships with those people who are successful. These relationships will be very important to you when you most need it. When you build social relationships, you insert yourself into social situations where you come in contact with people who have interests that are similar or complementary to the interests of your own. They either may be starting up like you or hopefully are successful and prepared to help you. Many people will help you if you ask them, all right? I mean, there are several things you need to look at very carefully. You need to make sure that you attend live events wherever you can in your particular niche. That way, face-to-face relationships can start and the know, like, and trust factor can happen very quickly. And genuinely, people will help you. There's no doubt about that. Especially those who can see that you are prepared to invest in yourself. Also, nothing is more important than finding a capable mentor. It isn't likely that there is a more valuable asset that a new entrepreneur can have than a good and capable mentor. Someone who has already made all the mistakes and can help you avoid making those mistakes yourself. They have the wisdom that comes from experience to point out the pitfalls and help direct you towards a better type of choice. These potential mentors are looking for newcomers who show that they have the right and healthy mindset, who are working hard at leveraging their time and their money, and who are well aware of how important it is to know all the right players and the right people. In short, the newcomer most likely to get a mentor is the one who's already working hard and helping themselves and not looking for someone who can just smooth the way for them. Mentors are very important. And for you, I'd like to give you a very special tip. Let me introduce you to a guy who is my mentor. His name is Dean Holland. And he has something called the Big Commission Blueprint. This is a millionaire looking for partners. And he wants to mentor newbies just like you. So this is your call to action. The success or failure of your internet business is really up to you now. If you succeed, the credit will be all belonging to you. And if you fail, you'll own that as well. The success or failure of your business is in your hands. So you see, success and failure are two sides of exactly the same coin. The coin in question is your own internet entrepreneurship. And you don't want to flip that coin into the air and leave it up to chance as to whether it lands on success or failure. You want complete control over the fate of your internet business, right? And you need to have that control. If you need that, you need to make a very smart choice. And the smart choice for you right now, if you're an internet newbie and you're struggling online, is to click the link on this page for Dean Holland's mentor. This link will give you the opportunity to learn exactly how to become one of these 10% successes, not the 90% failures. Do it now. Start your journey of success today. Good luck.